On any given weekend or special event at church, it is quite obvious the presence of our Knights of Columbus Councils working in our community. Joining us today to let us all know some of the things they have been doing for the Knights of Columbus and how men who are listening, why now is the time to join this incredible fraternal group. It is Ken Anderson. He is the Oregon State Deputy of the Knights of Columbus. Ken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Brenda. It is wonderful to be here.
You are always so excited and able to talk about the works of the Knights of Columbus, work that you're very proud to be a part of. Many of us watched online or were present for the funeral mass of Archbishop Emeritus Vlasny. You, along with your brother Knights, were all there. Just kind of let us know what that was like for you to be there at this very special funeral.
Yeah, definitely. So the Knights of Columbus state officers, as well as the fourth degree honor guard, were kind of sitting close together to kind of, maintain a brotherhood of knights standing to pay our last respects for this incredible man. And it was really a profound experience to be able to attend this funeral mass. It was an incredibly beautiful mass, and I was very personally very deeply moved by this mass. I thought that it was a very, very good way of paying our final respects to such an incredible man who has just touched the lives of so many people. And Bishop Carey gave an amazing homily as well. And he talked about just how wonderful Archbishop Emeritus Vlasny was to work with, and just what an amazing man he was. So it was a very deeply moving funeral, I would say.
It's important, of course, the work that the Knights of Columbus do, but also to have this visible presence at very important events is another way that the Knights of Columbus make themselves known, and it encourages other men to join with them. You have a special kind of drive happening called Fishers of Men. Men can join the Knights of Columbus. What is this program going to happen?
Yes, definitely. So the Knights of Columbus order-wide has recently launched this new initiative called Fishers of Men. And so really the whole idea behind Fishers of Men, it's not so much of a program per se, but it's more of a way of thinking and a way of approaching, inviting men in the Knights of Columbus. It's meant to create more of a culture of invitation within the Knights of Columbus and just encouraging men to join, because it's going to be for their benefit and it's going to help them become a better man. And we'll definitely talk a little bit later about some of the benefits of being a Knight of Columbus. And so more specifically, for this month of June, we are launching more of a specific initiative and campaign. So basically, June 29th is the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. And they are the original Fishers of Men. And so we figured that it would be very appropriate for the month of June to launch a Fishers of Men related membership initiative. And so what I would like to propose to everybody here is what I would say is a real good deal. And that is spelled R-E-E-L. So anyway, any council that does a membership drive and brings in at least one new member from the membership drive is going to get a fishing pole just in time for the summer months so they can be fishers of men and fishers of fish as well.
I love that idea. It's a really good idea, I would say, Ken. But men might be looking like, okay, I see the councils at my church, and basically what I see them doing is making a breakfast or a fish fry during Lent, but I don't really understand or know what the Knights are doing beyond that. You, Ken, have been involved with so many things, so many charitable events and events that the Knights have offered, not just to their parishes, but across the state. What would you say to a man like that who goes, yeah, I don't know why I would join?
Right, definitely. So I would say that the pancake breakfasts and the fish fries tend to be some of the most visible efforts of the Knights of Columbus in parishes. But really, to me, the reason why somebody joins the Knights of Columbus is to become a better man. You know, that's really all that the Knights of Columbus are all about, is becoming a better Catholic man. And so that's done by strengthening our relationships with other fellow Catholic men who can bring out the best in each other. And iron sharpens iron, as we hear as well. And so basically, in that sense, helping immerse ourselves in an organization of other Catholic men that will help us to grow and become better. The Knights of Columbus is also a prayerful organization as well. We're dedicated to prayer and, you know, serving God better as well. In fact, a lot of our main initiatives and programs involve devotion to the Eucharist and holy hours and adoration, Corpus Christi processions. You know, these are some things that the Knights of Columbus are dedicated to in helping us grow in our relationship with God. So it's all about becoming a better man.
Ken Anderson joining us this morning to invite men. It's time to join the Knights of Columbus and be a part of all of the good work and become better men. Ken is the Oregon State Deputy, and he's joining us often here at Mater Dei Radio to keep us updated on all of the good works of the Knights of Columbus. Well, Ken, you said something right there about being involved in processions and the Corpus Christi processions. It is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Tell our listeners how they can be a part of that, whether or not they are a Knight of Columbus.
Yes, definitely. So there are 4 Corpus Christi processions throughout the state on the Feast of Corpus Christi. They're all tied to Jubilee pilgrimage sites throughout the state. And Archbishop Sample has requested that we really come and support these Corpus Christi processions based on whatever is going to be in closest proximity to our current location. So speaking for the Knights of Columbus state team, we are going to be showing up in full force at the cathedral June 22nd at 2 p.m. for the special mass and the Corpus Christi procession. And we are going to encourage all Brother Knights of Columbus throughout the state to participate in their various Corpus Christi processions. In fact, actually, just the other day, I was down in Medford doing a council visit, and they were talking about a big Corpus Christi procession that they're doing down in Southern Oregon. They're walking from Sacred Heart in Medford all the way to Shepherd of the Valley in Central Point, which is about a 5-mile procession. And so it's really incredible to hear what they're going to be doing and just what an amazing event that's going to be down there. So knights all over the state are dedicated to helping with these Corpus Christi processions.
Ken, I think these are really beautiful events because, as you said, that, you know, you become better men by becoming a knight. Just think about how, as a Knight of Columbus, you can evangelize the whole world and bring Christ to people who don't even know him. And I think that's a perfect opportunity and another great example how the Knights of Columbus not only work on themselves, but also give back in tremendous ways to their community and to the church. Ken, for people who are interested in more information about how to sign up to become a knight and to see and read more about the works of our local knights, where can they go?
Yes. So if you are a Catholic man and you are ready to join the Knights of Columbus, all you have to do is go to kofc.org/join, and there will be a sign-in sheet there. The only requirements and criteria for being a Knight of Columbus are that you are a Catholic man in good standing with the church, and that you are at least 18 years of age. Beyond that criteria, any Catholic man is welcome, regardless of, you know, where you're from or what your history is or anything like that. If you're a Catholic man and 18 years of age, then you're eligible to be a Knight of Columbus.
And then you can join in all of these wonderful ministries and charitable events that give back to the community in so very many ways. And as always, Ken, it is a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being on the Morning Blend.
It has been an absolute pleasure these last 2 years. Thank you for having me, Brenda.